The third letter of John. The elder, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I pray that in all things you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when brothers came and testified to the truth which is in you, even as you walk in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. Beloved, you do a faithful work in whatever you do towards those that are brothers, especially to strangers who testify of your love before the church. You will do well to set them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, because for the sake of the name they went forth, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to welcome such, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. I wrote somewhat to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not welcome us. Therefore, if I come, I will bring to remembrance his works, which he does, prating against us with wicked words. And not content therewith, neither does he welcome the brothers, and those that would he forbids and throws them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate such evil, but imitate that which is good. He that does good is of God. He that does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has the witness of all, and of the truth itself. Yes, we also testify, and you know that our witness is true. I had many things to write to you, but I am unwilling to write them to you with ink and paper, but I hope shortly to see you, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to you. The friends salute you. Salute the friends by name.